You're listening to SBS News.
As coronavirus and protests against police brutality dominate international headlines, Australia's Black Summer bushfires seem like a distant memory. But experts fear that forgetting the other most pressing crisis of the 21st century will have consequences. Vice Chair of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Mark Howden, is concerned global warming is falling down the priority list.
Last summer was so extreme. It had such a pervasive economic impact as well as a personal impact that it was very hard, I think, for politicians not to take it on board. And so I think there was definitely a softening of some of the political rhetoric to be more accepting of climate change. But unfortunately, along comes COVID, and that mood, I think, just got lost in a sense of swamp, that climate change concern.
The virus has had a practical impact on climate change action, such as emission level reductions, cleaner air and clearer water. Earlier this year, it was announced a major United Nations climate conference, originally scheduled for November, would be postponed for a year due to COVID-19 restrictions. Mr. Howden hopes the government will view the post-COVID-19 recovery as an opportunity to strive for a greener future.
This will be a significant test of not only the resolution of the government in terms of creating a better Australia, but also in terms of whether we start to be forward-looking rather than backward-looking in the way which we reconstruct following the coronavirus.
A new study reveals global emissions declined by 17% in April. The preliminary analysis published by Nature Climate Change is part of a global team including researchers from the CSIRO. Daily emissions between January and April have declined by 8.6% compared to the same period last year. Data was used from 69 countries, including Australia, that make up 97% of global emissions. Environmental researcher from RMIT University, Dr. Leanne Morrison, says lockdowns have given the natural world the chance to recover from high levels of pollution.
COVID-19 has shown us that, yes, we can really profoundly, really radically and swiftly make major changes to our way of life. It's given some space for the natural world to take a breath. We're going to have a huge drop in carbon emissions this year. There's projections that it's going to be the largest drop that we've seen to date. We'd have to keep making those reductions for at least 5 to 10 years into the future if we were going to reach carbon neutrality.
So what's Australia's current climate change policy? The government aims to lower emissions by 26 to 28% by 2030. The opposition strives to see zero net emissions by 2050, but hasn't announced a new 10-year target. But what about climate change protests? Coronavirus has forced students to cancel plans for future climate strikes. Teenage organisers were gearing up for more protests after a successful turnout of thousands last year. Ella Avney was one of those disappointed to hear about the cancellation of a strike planned for the 15th of May.
We got all the way to the end of signing all the paperwork and everything that we needed to book out the location for the strike. And then as soon as that happened, we got the notification that it had to be cancelled. It was kind of disappointing hearing that all the local strikes had to be cancelled, because especially in regional and rural areas, the real only way that we can get our voices heard is through our local strikes.
But Ms. Avney says its cancellation opened up avenues online. Thousands instead gathered to watch a national live stream event featuring activists, experts and performers. While the online venture failed to get as much media attention as physical events, it exposed the regional speakers to a national audience.
Even if it was online, even though it didn't get that much media attention, we still got our voices out there, and really that's all that matters in the end. It will definitely be amazing if restrictions are lifted so that we can have our physical protests again. But I think May 15th definitely showed that it's a possibility that we could do more live streams in the future.
Meanwhile, on Tuesday next week, Emergency Leaders for Climate Action will host Australia's first virtual bushfire and climate change summit, bringing together ex-emergency and defence personnel, Indigenous experts and climate scientists. You can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.